On New Year's Day, one of France's most iconic institutions, the Smoky Café, will become a thing of the past. One year after smoking was banned in offices and public buildings, the ban is being extended to restaurants, bars, hotels, nightclubs, and the cherished French café. With the new restriction, some worry that a way of life may be lost, especially in small villages far from Paris, where the café is often the only place for social interaction. Eleanor Beardsley reports.
At Le Depot Café in the tiny Burgundy village of Veneret-les-Lommes, a handful of customers stand at the bar and sit at tables, conversing over coffee or a beer. Nearly every hand is holding a cigarette. Wafts of smoke float above their heads. Here, like in many small provincial towns, the local café is the heart of the community, the glue that holds it together, says customer Maurice Edon. Edon says he's afraid the smoking ban will change all that.
A
bar is like a club. We are happy to meet up after work. That's important, especially here in the countryside. If they take this away with all their laws, what will be left in life?
Le Depot is also one of France's 31,000 tabacs. Tabacs, or tobacco bars, are the only place in France where cigarettes are sold. Even people who supported the smoking ban say the tabacs should have been exempted. Le Depot's owners, Jean-Michel and Corinne Schneider, live above their café. The Schneiders say 90% of their clientele are smokers and may not linger here as before. They worry whether they'll be able to make ends meet after the ban goes into effect. Small towns are going to die because this law is going to destroy the conviviality in the bistros and bars, says Corinne Schneider. Her husband Jean-Michel agrees. People are looking for conviviality and they want to come together in the morning to smoke, drink coffee, and read their newspapers, and all that will be destroyed. While the Schneiders feel small cafe owners should be given the choice of keeping a smoking section, anti-smoking advocates say a total ban is the only way to protect workers from secondary smoke, which they say kills 5,000 people a year in France. And polls show that nearly two-thirds of French people support the ban. France is only following in the footsteps of Ireland, Italy, Spain, and England, who have already banned smoking in bars and pubs. But somehow the ban seems a sacrilege in a country where national icons like Jean-Paul Sartre and singer Serge Gainsbourg were legendary chain smokers, and philosophizing over a drink and a cigarette at the local bistro has been a way of life for as long as anyone can remember. That kind of thinking is rubbish, says Philippe Bélanger, owner of Le Petit Canon, a café bar in Paris's 15th arrondissement.
When actors and news anchors quit smoking on the air, people said television wouldn't be the same. And now they are saying the same thing about cafés. The French café culture will still exist, just under different conditions.
For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.